Monday morning, the first day back after spring break, and the first thought that hits you is that you are in it now for the long haul. No break until Memorial Day. After that, your head is down until graduation day or at least the last day of school. You sigh knowing that this is the longest stretch of your school year and you're just starting it. Well, I have good news because you turned in to the right show. Today, we're going to look at what you can do to make the end of the year smoother, some ideas to improve morale, and ways that you can make work more efficiently so you have time to do what you love more, maximizing happiness for you during the long haul. My name is Joe Clossy, and I'm your host of the Traveling Principal podcast, a show that is designed to make you realize what you don't know is all you need to learn. We are back here in Season 3, Episode 4, talking about the long haul. What is it? It's the longest part of the year that you enter in spring after break with the least amount of days off, and you're the tiredest that you've been all year. Every next day is the new tiredest you've been at that point in the year. Tiredest is a word. You can see it on teachers' faces. You can see it on the administrators' faces. Everyone looks like they need to go outside for crying out loud. A little trick I learned late in the game, but learned nonetheless, was that if I bought a few button-down shirts or some pants around this time of year, I had something new to spice it up. New sneakers, maybe. I don't know. Something. I also always think to increase self-care during this time. Because when it gets hectic and you have little to no rest, we tend to ignore basic self-care and forget completely extended self-care because we just don't have time. Basic self-care is getting haircuts and eating correctly or eating at all. And extended would be going to the gym or even like steady meditation. And since we bring it up, what about your diet? How does that assist or prevent you during times like this? Do you veg out? Do you treat yourself with a soda during lunch? Do you go extra and eat nothing but fruit before noon? Interesting one. Let's flip the switch for a second. I heard this question recently and I wanted to bring it up on the show here. What is in your pie? So if you did a time analysis of how you spend your day in a pie chart, right? This will show you something that you can put into perspective then, an obvious oversight, because you know you spend 3 hours a day on discipline. And so that percentage breakdown of how you spend your day, you know, really is telling. Another one is, how about allocating at least 15, but up to 30 minutes post every meeting to decompress and act on swift items that will ultimately come up from your meetings? I'm going to be honest with you. I tried this as a high school principal. Your whole day is just jammed. And when you do put that 15 to 30 minute cushion afterwards, it allows you to literally respond, create more calendar invites, begin an agenda, you know, capture notes in a way that's necessary to prepare for something moving forward, calendar out, time block yourself. You're prepping for the work you just got for future work. There's nothing wrong with that. Also, if you don't need that time, then use it on yourself or I don't know, a passion project, for example. Nothing wrong with that either. Let's talk about this for a second from the teacher's perspective. So I met with a few last week and we worked on coming up with a long-term vision of curriculum. We just got 2 weeks out and this allows for the flexibility to know that you now have a plan. So you don't need to worry so much about the day-to-day. If you're already doing that, or once you do that, spending an hour a week after this, 1 hour a week after this, makes a two-week outlook and eventually a month's outlook super reliable and eventually second nature with your planning practice. Hopefully, definitely try this. If you're not, do it. Oh my gosh, how about this one, right? Start every day with a meeting with yourself. Why not? Why not make some coffee or mud water and take a look at what you need to do that day, what your plan is going to be because of what you did a while ago when you planned it. See if you have meetings. See if there's a theme to the day or a bell schedule for the day or whatever the day may bring. But realize those things that are the day's reminders, but at the start of the day and not 15 minutes before, as the calendar defaults to. When is a digital detox scheduled for you? Or do you even do that? Do you even know that this will force you to not check your email, not get on social media or the web? It may force you to read or write something. It may force you to socialize, exercise, meditate, eat, cook, drink, hike, whatever, man. But not sit with your shoulders hunched forward, scrolling. You won't be checking email. You'll be looking at yourself wondering what it is that you can do with your time. Otherwise, though, I can tell you that. How often do you spread the wealth, and is that a skill of yours? If it's not, I know leaders who excel in this category, and they are happier because of it. However it is that you develop your team, you give them the experiences that they need to learn and fail and grow as well. So spread the wealth, because there's always someone willing to get in it and move up and learn. Think about that one. So let's do a little exercise here on the podcast where I lead you in some mental brainstorming. I'll do the talking, you do the thinking. Here we go. Start thinking about the following so your head is in a good place. And with each one of these, you can allow them to spark some different ideas, to motivate you to take this to whatever direction you want to go in with it. So like this first one, for example, what are some superlatives you can come up with about silly awards to celebrate your staff, or if you're a teacher, celebrate your students? If you did your weekly meeting or your monthly meeting or whatever, whenever your collaboration time is, perhaps you can a few at a time celebrate these, share these out, etc. Perhaps you could come up with a plaque. Perhaps you could have donuts up in the office and have some sort of like salute to them or whatever. Perhaps you can have the kids make something for them. Who knows what it is? I'm just trying to give you some ideas here so you can do the brainstorming. So number two. What does your calendar look like that consumes your time? And if you haven't tried the time audit, you got to do it. I mean, really take a look at it and see. From this, you could see that you spend 3 hours doing discipline and you do not schedule that into your day and you wonder why you're not getting anything done. So this time audit is crucial, especially when you're at this long haul. Number three, and I mean, take this for what you will, but what's the plan for master scheduling? Do you have to move staff around? You know, what's going on there? Always something to consider right about now if you haven't already. Number four is maybe unique to some schools, like who's on the committee for graduation or moving on ceremonies. If the leaders of the school don't do it, you know, what's going on with that? Number five, when do you give a closeout checklist to the staff? And six, if you're a teacher, what's on the closeout checklist that you can get to first and put the rest on the calendar, right? We always come up with, here's a list of things that you're going to be responsible for within the room before the teachers go for the summer and the school either closes or turns into a summer school setting. You know, there's a bunch of different things there that need to be considered on that checklist. Seven, what extracurricular school events are there? Right, like what's coming up? Do you need to put it on your calendar? What do you have to do for each of these? Band events, plays, ceremonies. What responsibilities, number eight, do you have with hiring right now? Oh boy. Let them list them out and get that over with. This is a perfect time to do that. Do not wait. Number 9, what will your major communication efforts be in May and June, such as newsletters, podcasts, if that's your thing, website updates, speeches, meeting agendas? List them out and time block those suckers. And number 10, what on that list can you disseminate? I talked to you about this earlier, right? Spread the wealth. Folks, if you have this time in front of you, this streak, if you will, plan it out and then grind. Use it to your advantage instead of looking at it in a negative perspective as the long haul. Let everyone know your productivity rate and see if that can be contagious. Heck, track it and see if others can join. How about celebrate? Celebrate in between, you know, now and the end of the year with whatever you can. Can your parent organization help with the cost of something? Teacher Appreciation Week is in here. I think Administrative Day, Administrative Assistant Day, make Bosses Day a thing. Who cares? Make it Hawaiian Shirt Day on Friday. Or I recently saw this, Dress Like Your Teacher Day, and it was absolutely hysterical. You know what's on your calendar now by considering all of these questions in that brainstorm. You know how you spend your time and can adjust it if you do the audit. You know what's coming up. You know what you need to do to prep for and have begun to figure out as to how, meaning time allotment weekly to work on this stuff. Be real to yourself in your planning. Let's chat about that for a second. I mean, be real, be authentic. Make sure that what you do plan on your calendar is not at a time that you know you should be visible or conducting walkthroughs, unless that's what you're planning for. How about that question? Are you working on end of year evals? How does the observation thing work in your site? And is that something as well that we didn't consider earlier? If you're a teacher, same thing, but other perspective. You have one coming up. What do you have to do? Here's a refreshing one. How can you go back and ensure that everything that you've been working on all year is properly stored? It's sort of therapeutic and fun. Storing annually what you do, keeping a running monthly task list, perhaps. Tricks to the trade, friends. Jedi stuff, yet so simple. And with that said, I want to thank you for listening to this week's show. I hope you found the exercise helpful and brings you ideas to help during the long haul that we find ourselves in. My name is Joe Colossi, and I am your traveling principal saying thanks for listening, because I'm talking about real stuff here and it should help during a time like this in the year. Take care, everyone.